Big Finish for the love of stories.
Well, good day to you. I'm Big Finish sound designer Ian Meadows, not Benji Clifford, as you might have realised. He refuses to be anybody else except Nick Briggs.
What?
This is Big Finish. Audiobooks, audio drama, and this podcast, and all for the love of stories.
And it's a big welcome back to you, Ian.
Thank you.
Once again.
Thank you.
Bravely stepping onto the breach.
I know.
As Benji Clifford takes a well-earned break. When do I get my break? Hey?
Yes. When?
Never? Anyway, I'm not complaining. Seriously, I'm not. Anyway, in a few moments, just to keep all our listeners cool and calm during this hot weather, UK listeners, that is, I'll be saying a few words about Big Finish CD releases. Oh, dear.
Well, after that, it'll be time for the Good Review Guide, known to some as the Good Review Guy, reviewing the reviews of Torchwood Infidel Places, featuring Queen Victoria, Cambridge, and Demons on the Loose. Do you know, I think I did the behind-the-scenes extras for that.
I bet you did.
Very good it was, too.
Your Majesty, I am Sir James Montesquieu, Vice-Chancellor of the University of Cambridge.
Good gracious.
Then we go behind the scenes with the latest instalment of our epic Big Finish Doctor Who 60th anniversary release, Once and Future, and this time it's The Artist at the End of Time by James Goss, featuring, I've typed it twice, it was so good, Peter Davison, Georgia Tennant, and Colin Baker, and that's out this Wednesday, the 14th of June.
Hello, my name's Peter Davison, I play the Fifth Doctor.
And then, time for listeners' emails sent to podcast@bigfinish.com. Nick and I will be sifting through your latest electronic communications. I may read one in the style of Terry Wogan, and they will be from our loyal listeners, which is you, by the way.
In our also available segment this week, we'll be popping back a week just to give you a short drama tease from Doctor Who The Lost Stories, with that dramatisation of what eventually was rewritten into the classic Tom Baker story The Ark in Space by Robert Holmes, The Ark by John Lucarotti, adapted by Johnny Morris, already going down a storm.
What's in those bags, Doctor?
Oh, just the entire human race, Sarah.
And then the Randomoid Selectatron will once again be delivering a random release with a 25% discount, beautifully attached to it by Big Finish content manager Jackie Emery. Mm-hmm. As always, a complete mystery to us, but in the future we will know. But now, with some fiendish editing, Nick gives us a little flash forward for events coming up in the podcast.
Joe! Ooh.
And finally, as always, we round off the podcast with a free 15-minute drama tease. And this week it is, of course, The Artist at the End of Time by James Goss, the latest exciting instalment in our epic 60th anniversary Doctor Who story, Once and Future.
The creeping dust bowl is not for sale. I'm going to have to ask you to leave.
Fine. It's just an old bowl. I'm not sure I need it now.
Guards!
He's calling for the guards.
That means we're onto something.
I'm so pleased.
Well, Ian,
yes.
You've arrived on a serious day.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah.